I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN, for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Just a note from yesterday's program, an email that I got that I think is very good, so I want to share it with you. So they funneled all of the mortgages into Solomon Brothers, and from there bundled them into derivatives and then sold them off. And they ran out of paper, out of mortgages. So Solomon Brothers was the bridge, and on 9/11, they blew up the bridge. Wow, the implications are incredible. And that was an email from Dan. Alrighty, our guest today is Freeman Burt. His website is onlyfreemen.com. He has a YouTube channel, and that channel is Do Not Consent 83. Burt, welcome to the program.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm very well, and you?
Well, trying to hang in there and not lose my mind in the insanity world of the legal system.
Indeed, and it is kind of an interesting world, and you've traversed into that realm.
Well, I'm trying to basically figure out the path that those people who do not want to be subject or servant of the civil servants can take in order to basically divorce themselves of that status.
And that's what so many of our listeners want to know. How do they go about it? What do they do? And I think you are probably one of the prime people that would be able to share information with them on how to, as you say, divorce themselves from that world.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm exactly the prime, but I'm definitely someone that is on that path. And I'm not saying that any of the information that I'm passing on is, you know, undoubtedly correct or anything like that. Actually, what I want people to approach when anyone gives them any kind of information like this is to go under the assumption that it's in fact false, and then go back and try to prove it to be correct, because there's too many people out there that are being seen as quote-unquote gurus, and there's no such thing. We have to basically become our own gurus by having the conviction that the information we are relying on is in fact correct, because a very important ingredient in this whole, voyage of freedom is you got to have conviction. Without conviction, all the evidence in the world is not going to get you anywhere.
Right. The one thing that I really appreciate about you is that you're not a charlatan trying to make a lot of money off of this, and that you are, in fact, going through this process yourself. And that we have had a lot of people in the so-called truth movement who claim to have this information, and pretty soon you find out that, they were just out for profit. Alrighty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. one-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Freeman Burt. His website is onlyfreemen.com, and the YouTube channel is Do Not Consent 83. May I share your email address?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, email donotconsent83@yahoo.com or bert@onlyfreemen.com. Now, you sent me a document just before the program, a PDF file. Is that something you'd like to cover initially?
Yeah, actually, we can touch on that. This is one of my favorite pieces of the U.S. Code, and I really would like... In this path to, you know, apparently to try to become free, right? It's mm-hmm. it's more important to begin by knowing where you are, so then you can figure out where you're going to go, right? I mean, you cannot have a destination without at least knowing right. where you are.
Right. You need a roadmap of some sort so you can...
Yeah, and your roadmap always begins from your current location.
So, right.
So people need to know where they are, who they are. And the most important thing that people need to comprehend is who they are as a U.S. citizen. And, I mean, there's people that march on the street. There's people who wave banners, all begging for equal rights under the law. But do they really know what it is that they're asking for? So I don't know if you had a chance to look at it.
during the break and just before the program, I did.
Mm-hmm. So what's your impression of what this is?
Well, I'm always impressed by, or always when I see things underlined and highlighted and in red, then we know that is really important. And on the first page, you have a lot of words that are underlined, and so I assume that those are pretty important. So anyway, why don't you take us through this document? May I make this document available on our schedule page following the program?
Absolutely. You can make it available now to anyone who wants to follow along. But
okay.
This is from the United States code. There's currently 50 or 51 titles. They're getting ready to make it 54 titles. And this is from Title 42, the Public Health and Welfare, the title that deals with your public health. Does not necessarily mean what people think, and your welfare as being one of the citizens or wards of the United States. So this is how they take care of you. So here in Section 1981, it says equal rights under the law. The key part here is equal. Okay, now you can have equal, you know, if I give the people, the friends that you have, a certain right to do something, and then I say that I'm going to make it equal, everyone will have the same right. Well, wow, that sounds pretty cool. But what if that right includes me going by every day and hitting each of you over the head 10 times with a baseball bat? You know, is that a right that you really want to take advantage?
No.
You know, and that's
definitely not.
That's basically what this is, you know. So it's a statement of rights. All persons within the jurisdiction, and the key word here at the beginning is persons, and we can get into that a little bit more, because some of the things that I'm trying to do right now, it's see if I can help out some of the other patriots out there that are trying to you know, cut their way through the jungle of nonsense, to help them with their path, trying to find freedom. So we can get into some of this terms in a while. But all persons within the jurisdiction of the United States. So jurisdiction means under the control of the United States. The United States is, it's not the 50 states united as people think they are. They're talking about territories. Shall have the same right, meaning privilege or benefit, in every state. Notice this is capitalized, and territory is also capitalized, meaning things that belong or under the control of the United States. And people who comprehend a little bit of the history of what this nation is supposed to be, the states are supposed to be free and independent of the federal government. So they cannot be of the United States. So they're talking about something else. To make and enforce contracts. Wow, so they're giving you the privilege to enforce contracts. And to sue and to be a party. That doesn't mean going to a celebration party, but it means for you to be someone that can be accused in one of their courts. That's what it means to be a party. Give evidence so you can be summoned or coerced into going to court to give evidence. Wow, what a nice benefit. And the full and equal benefit of all laws and proceedings. Proceedings are criminal prosecutions. For the security of persons and property. So for the security of other persons and property. Of course, all this relates back to the United States because it's to protect their persons, their properties. As is enjoyed, wow, by white citizens. How nice. And shall be subject to the same punishment that the white citizen has, the same pains, the same penalties, the same taxes paid by white people. Or citizens, actually, is what it means. Licenses and exactions of every kind and to no other, nothing else. So exactions, if you look at the meaning of that, it means extortion. So equal right under the law, meaning their law, their code, means that you can be extorted to any shape or form that they wish to extort you. So this is one section that people really need to read up on and try to comprehend what it really means, because when you're seeking for protection under their law, you better know just what it is, what is the benefit that you're seeking and what it is that you're asking for.
Right, because in as much as it is part of the public law, that we're expected to know this, and in fact they are using it against us, recognizing that most people won't even read this kind of stuff.
No, and the truth is that most people will never even comprehend any of this stuff. I mean, you got in order to understand any of this stuff, you got to have a legal dictionary. I mean, I have one third edition dictionary with me that's, you know, almost 4 inches thick. It's actually bigger than my college Webster dictionary. I'm like, this doesn't seem right.
What is the name of your legal dictionary?
What's the what?
Well, who produced that legal dictionary?
Well, this is Black's Law Dictionary.
Okay.
And that's put together by a private company.
Is it available as a PDF file anywhere?
That's my understanding of it. I've tried downloading PDF files of it, but I wasn't able to do it successfully. I'm going to try to see if I can put that on my website, because there is access to one. But anyway, you can always go to the library. They have different versions of the Black's Law Dictionary, but you want to have one that has court cases backing up some of the definitions. And I think the 6th edition and the 7th, and I think don't have anything backing up the definitions. But anyway, I think the 4th and the earlier versions are the ones that are pretty good. But anyway, the point is that you got to understand these words, because all these words don't mean what people think it means. I mean, it's like when you talk about a man legally or a woman, you're just talking about a creature that has the capability, one of impregnating the other one and the other one of being impregnated to breed. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, a being with a body and soul. It just means a being with a body equal to an animal. You know, so people need to realize just what it is that they're getting into. And then, of course, you have the word person, which is, it's a very complicated word for people to realize, because in everyday speech, when you talk about your mom, your brother, your sister being a person, that's not what it means in the legal world. And that's the tricky part.
Right.
So, anything else you want to elaborate on this 1981?
No. There's another document that you sent me, and I'm sure people will have some questions about this. Is the withdrawal from a request for a withdrawal of application. And this is for the Social Security Administration. Now, I recognize that there are probably a lot of people who depend on their Social Security checks in order to exist or subsist. So why would anybody want to withdraw from these benefits?
Well, this is the thing, and right now I'm in a part of my research that is actually I just got into it about a week ago, because I've been trying to comprehend how the courts operate. They don't operate like the Constitution supposedly indicates. When they charge you with whatever, They actually might be able to, if they want to, they will send out the SWAT team after you.
Yes, indeed. How true. All righty, Bert, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it. Not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. we don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Free Man Burt. His website is onlyfreemen.com. His YouTube channel is Do Not Consent 83. His email is donotconsent83@yahoo.com or burt@onlyfreemen.com. Okay, so you were beginning to tell us about this document and about Social Security and the request for withdrawal of those so-called benefits.
Yeah, so basically my current research right now is it's taking me to try to understand how these courts work, because these courts are not operating the way the United States Constitution seems to give the illusion of how they're supposed to work. All the courts that we know of are actually statutory courts, or courts created by a legislative body or created by the United States Congress. And these courts, like I said, when they want you, they just go and get you. They
don't Bert, yeah. One of the gentlemen in our chat room said there are no legitimate courts, so there are no legal solutions. So are you saying that these courts are created by Congress, which is different than having a court that is as indicated in the Constitution? So,
yeah,
are
a legitimate court. I mean, that's, I guess all that depends on what your point of view is. That's a pretty big statement. Any court can be legitimate so long as what is being heard in that court is a matter for that court having the authority to hear it, and then that court is competent to hear that matter. You could be in a McDonald's court arguing something about, being a cheeseburger or not being a cheeseburger. that's a legitimate court as long as you argue in the proper matter before that court. So that's not necessarily the issue. The issue is how they get you into these courts, whatever the court is. I mean, McDonald's cannot see you walking down the street and grab you and say, hey, you're wearing the wrong uniform. Get over here. And then they drag you into their court. I mean, they have to have a reason for doing that. So they might ask you, like, are you an employee of McDonald's? You're like, no. Do you have a contract with McDonald's? No. Do you want the benefits from McDonald's? No. Oh, okay, well, we have no jurisdiction over you. Okay, you can
go. Okay, I see.
Okay.
Good analogy. Very good analogy.
So that's basically how these courts operate. So my question has been, why are these courts behaving contrary to what the general idea is of how a court is supposed to operate? I mean, if you look through the Constitution, you know, they talk about grand jury and all this kind of stuff. But when they put a charge against you, the charge doesn't come from a grand jury. Somebody just made up a charge. And then somebody issues a warrant, which is another subject we can get into. Most people don't really comprehend how a warrant works. But so I'm like, they seem to be operating like a military court. And you've heard people speak about that, that they have the fringe, you know.
Right, the fringe on the flag and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. But, just something like a flag in the courtroom, that's not relevant. What's relevant is where are they getting their authority from? And it appears that these courts are actually, in fact, working as agencies, because all courts are agencies. They're like private corporations, but they're working as agencies for another agency. And that other agency appears to be the Department of Defense. And when they come after you, they're actually coming after you for you failing to exercise the particular duty. And that's where the trick seems to be. And the way they get to demand a duty from you is because they're seeing you as being a member of the United States militia, which is constitutional. And I'm going to show you that here in a minute. In the Constitution, under Section 8 of, is this Article 1? Yeah, Article 1, Section 8, it says, to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed. See, there's that word, employed, in the service of the United States. And that is where the Social Security number seems to come in. When you take on the Social Security number, you're acting as an employee of the United States. And as soon as you take on the Social Security number, you're accepting a benefit. So that could be seen as compensation for you acting as a militia member. And when you're a militia member, you fall under military law.
Ah.
And under military law, you don't get all those other benefits that people talk about, you know, trial by jury and all that kind of stuff from the Seventh Amendment. It doesn't apply to you. And people have heard judges, I mean, I have videos of judges saying, the Constitution doesn't apply here. How can the Constitution not apply in a constitutional court?
Ah, okay. We're going to a quick break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Freeman Burt. His website is onlyfreemen.com. The YouTube channel is donotconsent83. His email is donotconsent83@yahoo.com or burt@onlyfreemen.com. And so we become an employee of the United States of America when we apply for a Social Security number. And as an employee, we are not covered by anything in the Constitution because it simply doesn't apply to us. Correct?
Correct, because the federal government, you know, that's the federal government of this thing they created for the District of Columbia, and it has very specific authorities. You know, they're listed in their Constitution. There's a Supreme Court case that says that the United States cannot exist without the compact states, but the compact states can live without the United States, which means that the United States is just a giant parasite that is existing off of the free states. Okay? So the parasite cannot have authority over its host. The host has the authority over the parasite. I mean, that's one way to look at it. But the parasite has authority over its offsprings.
You know? Right.
And it can dictate its offsprings to feed also on the host. Okay? But the host really can shake them off at any moment if it wants to. So the point is, how can the federal government, who is a sub-creation of the United States of America, have authority over the free people? It's impossible. It cannot happen. It's undoable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they have to have a legal reason for getting you under their authority, and their legal reason must be based on common law. And that's where people get confused about common law and legal law and all this kind of stuff. The most important part of common law is contractual law, okay? And if you contract yourself to be a servant, well, you have that right, you know? Now, you mentioned the people who are retiring and all that kind of stuff. Well, the people that are retired are, you know, if they're over the age of 64, they cannot be recruited into the militia because they're too old. So they're okay. Okay. They will still be bound by all the other regulations that apply to United States employees, but at least they won't be recruited into war. So anyone who is receiving all these pensions and blah, 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 and still acting as a U.S. citizen, technically, they are bound to all those millions of regulations. So that's kind of the basic picture, and that's what I'm realizing now. And I'm actually now studying the military code because it's exactly the way the courts operate. It just
means
everything they do down to the point. And I mean, Clint has been talking about this for a couple of years, and I guess you could say that in a way I'm kind of catching up with him now. But I told him, I said, I'm going to prove you right, because I think he was definitely on the right track. And
right, Clint just Skyped me a message. I told him you were on the program right now, so yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I'm in the process of, you know, bowing to him and say, oh, Clint, you were so right.
Well, you know, he always says it's all in the code. If people will just look in the code and not believe the popular theories about a lot that we hear in the so-called truth movement, that we need to look at the code, because that's where all that is. And that's how we can free ourselves, is by doing that. But
yes.
But a lot of people won't do that.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of work, and you know, we can narrow it down to one very basic thing. I mean, what would you say is the most important reason to learn how to read and write?
Pardon me?
What would you say is the most important reason to know how to read and write?
Gosh, I mean, it's imperative that we do know how to read so that we can protect ourselves, protect our rights, and see what's going on in the world. And
yes.
One of my favorite sayings is that people who will not read have no advantage over those who cannot read. And so I think that we see this in the dumbing down of America is very deliberate in order to keep us as subservient to the government.
Exactly. I mean, if you do not know how to read, if you do not know how to write, how are you going to express the fact that you have rights? You know, I mean, it's very difficult to do everything by word of mouth. You know, you have to have witnesses with you everywhere you go.
Sure.
You know, to speak on your behalf. And you won't be able to read anything, not even something like the Bible, you know, like the Ten Commandments, you know, which is a very basic source of common law. So education is important. Now, the degree of education is something that can be, of course, argued. And what the point that I'm coming from is that we actually have no need, no requirement to know or comprehend or understand a single written statute or ordinance by anybody, any legislature, you know, legislative body. We're just not bound by any of that stuff. All that stuff is bound for themselves, because a legislative body can only create regulations for its own body politic. So if you choose to be a member of that body politic, of course, now you have to learn and know all the rules. But if you choose not to be, well, who's going to coerce you?
Exactly.
You know, and the problem is that everything that's happening around us is it's all based on ignorance. I mean, I used to give a lot more credit to, like, the policemen, you know, and now I'm finding out that actually they don't realize how liable they are for every action that they do, and I can prove that to you by analyzing a warrant, how a warrant is executed. It's ridiculous.
Really? Okay. Right. Yeah. And we're so intimidated. A lot of people are so intimidated by authority in this country, and I think that's also deliberate, and it starts in the government schools, that we really just sort of, well, if we're over driving over the speed limit and there's a cop behind us, we automatically slow down or we become very frightened and intimidated by authority.
Yeah, and I mean, would you be intimidated if the manager of McDonald's pulled up behind you and started talking to you in his uniform?
No.
No.
No, I wouldn't be at all.
But why should you be intimidated from any other employee, from any other corporation approaching you in his costume?
Because we're all indoctrinated to do that. The minute that we first stood up in a schoolroom and had to say the Pledge of Obedience to the United States government, we have been indoctrinated that way ever since.
Exactly. So it's basically their number one tool, of course, that they use against us is ignorance, and then the second one is fear. Okay.
Ah, fear. Mm-hmm.
And we need to be able to turn the tables on them. I mean, who was it that said that when the government fears you, you have freedom?
Right. You know? Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's true. I mean, when we are in fear of the public servant, I mean, the asylum has taken over. You know, the doctors are the ones walking around in in the little short white robes, you know. So no, everything is backwards, but it's backwards because we allow it. And then the whole system, of course, is designed so that you are scared into hiring an attorney who's an officer of the same system whose main purpose is to continue and perpetuate the system. That's their job. You're secondary to all their oaths and all their principles that they operate under. Your freedom has nothing to do with it, which is
and of course they get paid pretty well for doing that, their job as an employee.
Yeah, I mean, one way that I like, actually I have one case where I'm helping a family with a young boy. The attorney, basically, this is what they do. They put their arm around you and they tell you they're going to help you out. They're going to take care of you. And then they turn on the flashlight and they shine the path right to the guillotine. And then they comfort you and tell you, it's not going to hurt. Don't worry. It'll be over soon. And you actually pay them for that. And that's insane.
Yes.
But that's how it works. And I wish, you know, I mean, of course, I wish everybody was able to exercise their right. But one thing that I'm kind of realizing is if every man and woman, not even every man or woman, but let's just take a third of the population of the U.S., of the States United, if they were to file one lawsuit in their lifetime against a public servant, we would probably bring the system back to the way it's supposed to operate.
Ah. Oh.
You know, just one. I mean, how many people you know that has filed even one in their whole lifetime against a public servant?
I don't know if anyone, personally.
I don't know of anyone either, except me.
Right.
And the people that I'm helping. But outside of that, I've never heard of anyone. You know, I mean, you hear it on TV every now and then, and they say, oh, they filed a case against this police officer. The officer was acquitted. So they advertise especially the losing cases so that you will be discouraged from doing it, you know?
Right.
And whenever the lawsuit is filed, well, who's bringing the lawsuit? An attorney.
Well, Clint Richardson, he Skyped me just a few minutes ago, and he said, I'm going to sue the government. So we have somebody that is going to do this.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard about his latest trip, but yeah, we're gonna take on TSA because I'm taking TSA myself. And imagine if let's just say 5%, 2% of the people who make use of the airports, which are millions, if they were to sue the men and women who are touching their crotch or their children's crotch, how many people you think would be willing to work as TSA agents?
Oh, right. Of course, because they could be sued for, what would you sue them for? For touching you, but well, what is the legal definition of what you would sue them for?
Well, exercising their office under color of law.
Okay.
Which means they're pretending to have authority over you.
Okay, and they don't. Okay.
And they don't. TSA, I mean, I've read everything up on TSA, and they have no authority over anyone. But, here's the big but. The armed forces of the United States include all uniformed personnel.
Oh.
So TSA, they're actually acting as...
military officers, or...
Exactly. And if you're part of the militia, guess what?
Okay, so if you have a Social Security number, then you must be part of the militia, so they have the right to feel your crotch or anywhere else.
Basically, but see where they extend their authority beyond where they're supposed to be, it, of course, would include children. I mean, how do you justify a child being in the militia?
Ah, mm-hmm.
How do you justify a child being an employee of the United States?
Right.
You know, that's where it gets really, really crazy. But the bottom line is that they have to prove, whenever they're trying to do whatever they're trying to do to you, that you are in fact occupying that office that they say you have the duty to exercise. And that's how some people in the that have fought the IRS have actually won, because they asked the IRS to show evidence that they were exercising an office which requires them to pay tribute to the United States via taxes.
Right.
So that's kind of basic. But
okay, let's go back to the document about withdrawing from Social Security. Uh-huh. Because we do have people, listeners, I'm certain, that actually live via their Social Security benefits and figure, well, they paid into the system and now they have a right to take these benefits. What do you say to people like that?
Well, and that's the part that I'm looking into, because I'm going to do this for myself. I'm trying to cancel that account, and I want to pull out of it whatever funds were put into it, because I'm probably going to end up suing the Social Security Administration under several points. Now, number one is engaging me into a contract as a minor, because most people enter into Social Security agreements as minors. Through their parents' consent, right? Their parents help them sign. So fraud, this is the interesting thing about fraud. Fraud, the clock begins ticking on fraud when you realize that you were defrauded, okay?
Okay.
So if you were defrauded when you were, you know, 16 or whatever, because you entered into this agreement and didn't know what you were doing, and here you are, you know, 35 or 40 or whatever, and you're like, hey, God, man, I got defrauded when I was 16. Well, you can sue right there, because that's when you realize that you were, you know, involved in fraud. So you have a right to sue whoever. But let's expand the benefit of the Social Security number. Or the benefits from it. So this little check or whatever that they might give you. Well, let's expand it and say you're a full-blown employee and you work for the federal government. Well, now you're getting the Social Security benefit. You're getting all kind of medical, vacation. You're getting all these benefits, you know, a big paycheck. Well, once you know the status of where you really are and your obligations, you have to
We're going to break. We'll pick this up on the other side. This is very, very interesting. Be right back in 3 minutes.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com.
Our guest today is Freeman Burt. His website is onlyfreemen.com, and the YouTube channel is donotconsent83. His email address is donotconsent83@yahoo.com or burt@onlyfreemen.com. And you were talking about Social Security, and so please continue. And we do have a question, an email question, regarding Social Security. And we understand that foreigners can participate in Social Security. Do they therefore have a Social Security number, or is there something else that they identify themselves, such as a U.S. citizen or resident or taxpayer, in order to do this? So anyway.
Well, if you're participating in the Social Security number, I mean, in Social Security service, you obviously have a Social Security number. I mean, you know, you could be in from Puerto Rico, right, and have a Social Security number, and you know, people in Puerto Rico are citizens of the United States, but yet Puerto Rico is not one of the 50 states, right?
Right.
Puerto Rico is just a territory.
So what? Oh, territory. Okay, you mentioned territory. But what about people who come over the border from Mexico and get a job and pay Social Security, or do they not pay Social Security?
Well, some of them get jobs by taking somebody else's Social Security number or making one up.
Okay.
You know, but you know, you can also join the military, okay, right? And you don't have mm-hmm. to be a citizen. You know, there's people in the armed forces of the United States that are not citizens. So there's a lot of participation. You can be involved with them and not necessarily be a citizen. But anyway, the thing with the Social Security benefit, I'm still trying to see how we can pull ourselves out of it. And this form here seems to be a way to do it, SSA 521. And it appears to be a clear path to do that, but I don't think it's the end, because if you enter this and they have benefits from you that they have taken from you, you should be able to get that money back. And
right.
And that's where basically I'm headed right now.
But don't all those funds that are collected by employers go right into the general accounting accounts? They don't actually go into an account that says, okay, this is Deanna Spingola's money that we collected, and this is her account. It's all put together, and the government has probably already spent it all.
Well, it goes into a general fund is my understanding of it, but the money that they're supposedly taking from you, I mean, isn't that considered like a contribution? They say you're contributing to your retirement or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the definition of a contribution?
Yes, indeed, something that you give away freely and willingly. And don't expect to get back. All righty. We're going to station ID. We'll be right back after word from our sponsors and station identification.